You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of On the Mic with Mike. My name is Mike Larkin, and joining me today, he is going to be the celebrity judge for LFC 28 Angel and Little Devils on February 14th, Valentine's Day. The one, the only, Mr. Trap Gambino. How are you, Trap?
How's it going, brother? I'm staying busy. How about yourself, man?
Dude, I cannot complain. First of all, busy is always good. And at the same time, man, we are going to have you back as a celebrity judge. You have known for many great moments as a judge from LFC 27, LFC 29, and LFC 31 back at Booty Camp 2 is where we last saw you with getting involved with Jenny Bloody Valentine and just being the judge that you are, man. It's great to have you back in the LFC realm.
It's great to be back, man. It's been, how long has it been since Booty Camp 2?
Booty Camp 2 was like
a year ago, right?
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
Wow, time has flown by. I've done so much since then. It feels great to be back, man. I'm glad to. I keep getting messages from all the girls that are glad to have me back too. I'm friends with a lot of them, so yeah, it's cool, man. I love the LFC, and I've always loved working for the LFC.
I got to say, what's great about it too, folks, is when you think about LFC and the good time that you've had, I think with what you've brought as a judge, and I'll say this just because, again, knowing you, you're my friend, but also at the same time, you always love to not only like stir it up, but you also love to entertain. And being the entertainer that you are, that brings a lot to that judge's table.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I know that it's a show, and I'm a show man. And even though I'm there to have a job to do, I also got to represent myself and not be so boring at the same time. But I do take my job ahead of everything else. And I think that's what made me go from being a celebrity guest judge to being there for a while. I was pretty much hired in full time. I was working every event, every other event that I could anyways. I was also staying busy with the MMA and the acting and stuff like that. But Sean was hiring me in a lot of events, and I think it's because he saw that I took my job very seriously.
I think when you look at everything that went down, I mean, we look at what happened with LFC 27, Sexy, Nerdy, Ink, and Curdy. Again, you were in there like swimwear, so to speak, and then LFC 29 came, and then everything happened with you and, at the time, Jeff Del Toro Santos, her throwing her lingerie right at the grill.
But, I mean, why did nobody talk about that?
it happens, man. It does. I mean, you've gotten John Drain thrown at you. Jenny got in your face at LFC 31, so, I mean, it makes a highlight reel. You are a human highlight reel in your own right, sir.
Yeah, I seem to attract the drama. This time I asked Sean if I could bring my own special guest, let's say security guard, and it might be a female. So if any females decide to get frisky with me, I might have some backup with me this time around.
Oh my goodness. Well, I cannot wait to see when everything goes down at LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils on Valentine's Day. Folks, you can check out Trap Gambino and also judges Brandy May and Miss Kim Buck from Niche Boutique delivering all the finest in custom lingerie, man. So you have some heavy backup on the judges table too.
I'm looking forward to meeting both of those women. They are both entrepreneurs and they seem like businesswomen, and I'm a businessman. And I'm surrounded by muscle in this judge's table. I'm gonna be the least jacked person at that table this time, even though I'm a fighter, which is kind of ironic.
I think when it comes to what you do, Trap, and this photo says it all, my friend. So here we go as we pull this bad boy up. Look at this dude right here, folks. Angels and Little Devils trapped in the middle, surrounded by so many amazing women. As Miss Bella Inc. is there, we got Bella Madison, Katie Forbes, Mrs. Rob Van Dam, Mai Richards, Riley Jade, and Angelica Cole coming all the way from Italy. Man, this poster looks amazing. Got to put this over because this highlight right here, this promotion is wonderful.
There's so many talent. There's so much talent in such a small space. I mean, like you said, Katie Forbes, Bella Inc., and you know, all these girls are, they have so much history in the LFC, most of them anyways, and some of them are making their debut, I'm pretty sure, this pay-per-view too, which is I'm pretty excited to see.
And I will say this, and folks, I will bring this photo up too, because like I said, match cards have come out for LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils as we bring our little card up here right now. Here we go. Man, look at this photo right here. We have Katie Forbes in the main event issuing an open challenge. We have Tommy Dill, the Temptress Tajima against Bella Inc. We got MJ the Dominator Dama Mai Richards, Bella Madison against Riley Jade, Angelica Cole against Laura Ceccarelli. Sarah Brooke against Jenny Bloody Valentine, who Trap you know very well. So, like Trap just said, folks, so now the mixture of people making their debuts, like O'Reilly, like a Sarah Brooke, who actually last time we saw her, Mr. Trap Gambino, she was actually helping break you up from LFC 31 Booty Camp 2. Former ref coming into the wrestling ring against Jenny. How excited are you to see that interaction? That's gonna be very interesting.
I'm very interested in that matchup. It's going to be hard to judge that one, but again, I take my job very seriously. I'm going to take that ahead of everything, and I'm going to have some security here. So let's hope Jenny doesn't cause any problems this time. I think she's going to play it smart because last time, we saw what happened with her. Whether that was my fault, her fault, she got disqualified. So let's hope that she plays it smart this time. But I will say, my favorite matchup on the card, other than obviously Katie Forbes open challenge, that's just interesting in itself. I have no idea what's gonna happen with that one. But other than that, my favorite matchup on the card right here is Tomiko versus Bella Inc.
Oof.
I feel like that's like, if you're a LFC fan, that's literally like a matchup of veterans that you don't know what's going to happen. Both of these girls are super aggressive. Bella Inc's got some of the nastiest body shots in the LFC. She does not hold back when she punches chicks in the body. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Interesting fact for the LFC fans and for you, Trap. Like the first time we ever saw both Bella Inc. and Tomiko, they were making their debuts at LFC 26 Booty Camp. Tomiko, who took on Jessie El Toro's, excuse me, Shelly Aphrodite Mels Del Silva. And we had Jessie against, oh my goodness, Jolene. So you have Bella Inc. and Jolene, you had Tomiko and Shelly, and then we get to here now, they're both fighting each other, starting from LFC 26 back to LFC 38. Their last bouts
Accurate.
were LFC 36, yes, against Bella Inc. and Ariana Blaze, Tomiko and Carmen Valentina. Oh my God, yeah, this is one that I think a lot of people are looking forward to, especially now that Bella Inc. is now on Team Loyal Fans, which is coming in. So shout out the Loyal Fans and all the new teams coming in too, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to meet that crew too. I'm excited to meet all these guys and the people that I used to, hang out with. I feel like I'm almost going back to high school all over again. And man, I wish you was gonna be there.
I will say this, man. I hope to look to be at future events later in the year, but I will say this, and congratulations to my cousin Victoria, dude. Before we actually came on, we're going to be celebrating her birthday that week, but she's actually going to be having her second kid. So, and anyway, blessing, man. And it's a great thing that.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting going forward to see so many of these things. And I will tell you straight up, sir, on that note, next time I'm in Vegas, you're the first person that I'll reach out to.
Oh, you got to, brother. It's funny. I've been kind of almost, I got a new tag for myself. I'm the celebrity to the celebrities now. All the big shots have been hitting me up every time they come in Vegas for like the hookups and where to go and what to do. And I can't really say much about what's going on this week, but some big guys are coming in this week, and we're about to do some cool content for the weekend. And then I'm heading to Phoenix to do some other content. But yeah, man, the ball is rolling, and Vegas is where it all starts.
I will say this, folks, if you want to see Trap having a good time, again, one of the favorite things to tie into LFC, like when you came in for LFC 27 and you're with the girls in the limo, I mean, setting them up with the limo, the fest, you know what I'm saying? Champagne wishes, caviar dreams, like you're freaking Robin Leach up in here, man. You know how to party.
I did that on purpose to show out because I knew that I like this could be When I was first invited to the LFC, I was it was an honor for me, and it was before I actually accomplished a lot of what I've accomplished nowadays, and I felt like it was truly a blessing for me to even be a part of such a beautiful event, and I was like, man, I gotta show out for this. So I went, I got the limo, I got the models, and I got the suit and stuff like that, and yeah, man, LFC is always a fun time. It's crazy how, like, I've been to a lot of pro wrestling shows, MMA shows, and the LFC puts on some of the best events I've ever seen.
I think to look at it from a stance too as well. I mean, when you look at the tagline with LFC, it's a little bit of MMA, a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of clothing. What I think what's great about it too as well, I always say to folks, picture as the old LFL was, the Lingerie Football League, but minus the gridiron, and you put in a wrestling ring, and it's just that amplified to like 1,000, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to, well, before I went there my first time, I couldn't take it seriously before the first event. And it's kind of hard to, because it's called Lingerie Fighting Championships. Like, it's kind of misleading in a way. It doesn't sound as cool as it actually is. Like, these girls are actually athletes, and they're actually competing. And they're showmen, and some of these girls have went on to bigger pro wrestling
Companies.
venues, and some of them come from them, and it's impressive, man. And when you go there, like, sometimes you'll go there thinking it's like, oh, this is going to be a joke, and then you end up becoming a genuine fan.
I will say this, speaking as experience, as both Trap and I have been involved with the event, Trap as a judge and myself being the ring announcer for LFC 35 and 36. What's interesting about it too is, like, when you get there, and especially the arena where you're going to be at, the FSW Arena, the Future Stars of Wrestling Arena, folks, what's special about that building, just besides it's a badass building and the crowds are always hype, like, you have wrestlers coming there that are Karrion Kross, who's now in WWE, LA Knight, Chris Bay, who's in Impact Wrestling. People that got their start in that building are now in different wrestling organizations and different wrestling companies. But that building, and you've been in, you can attest to this, of just seeing the overall atmosphere. It's a fun time, and it has a very nice little outlook and an overall atmosphere to it.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's not too big and it's not too small. Unfortunately, the only time I was there, it was during COVID.
Right.
So there was no fans in attendance, which kind of sucks, because we did a lot of cool things where I feel like we would get a lot of big pops from the fans. But there was no fans to pop for us there. It was just a private event. But this time, I'm pretty sure it's going to be different, obviously. And yeah, speaking of all these big time wrestlers, I don't know if you remember my first time ever ref or refereeing, judging for the LFC. I was lucky enough to be beside Austin Aries, who was judging with me.
This dude right over here, talk about LFC 26 booty camp. Go back and watch it. Austin Aries, the man from WWE, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, and his sailor hat looking like a freaking captain of Captain and Tennille. My goodness.
Man, I don't mark out over celebrities very often, but when it comes to pro wrestlers, that's different. These guys aren't just regular actors. They're not just reading a script and showing up to work. These guys live their jobs. So I mark out over pro wrestlers. Like, when I got to work with Stone Cold,
What?
that was insane as well,
I was gonna ask you about that. What? Mealy Mouth son bitch. What? Stone Cold takes off
Right.
that was awesome.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the photo. I remember actually seeing the episode, because I mean it was very short-lived on A&E, but god dang it, man. Like, it was cool. Like, that was a very great episode that you were in. Gotta give you kudos. But how awesome was that? Just because this is a new show, it's a very popular lineup for A&E, because WWE is biography.
I was so lucky. Again, I was so lucky to be a part of that. They cast me, ironically, as a wrestling fan, which wasn't like I wasn't playing a role. That was really what I was doing. So I got paid to be myself and get to hang out with Stone Cold Steve Austin for the day. So it was basically like we toured Las Vegas and got to do a bunch of cool stuff. But unfortunately, they cut the show up so much to where they took out almost everything that we did. And one of the coolest things that we did was we went to Dig This over in Henderson, right outside of Vegas. And we competed on forklifts against each other, which was pretty fucking fun.
Look at it from a stance too, as well, especially not just the overall mind that Stone Cold Steve Austin is in that show, but I think anything that I've seen you done, and especially I got to put over these music video here, folks. One of my favorite doggone music videos of yours is Famous, just because sit back and listen, sit your ass back and listen the whole nine, man. When you're in the room, you're jumping on the bed the whole nine. I think that whole visual of that, and also the Dr. Phil thing, including the Dr. Phil episode into it. You tied in everything that goes into the overall lifestyles of Rich and Famous, like I mentioned, Robin Leach vibes, but you just amplified it, and it's like, hey man, this is my room, this is how I'm living, here's my bathroom, here's the Vegas skyline, and it's like, come at me, look at me, because I'm here to stay. It has a very dominant presence to it, but also funness and entertainment at the same time.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. That's also personally one of my favorite songs. I wish it got more views, but unfortunately it didn't. But yeah, that's one of those songs where it's like, when I went on the Dr. Phil show, he was basically telling me that I'm thinking I'm somebody I'm not. And in my mind, I feel like if you feel like you're somebody, then that's who you are. Like, no matter where you're at in life, if you feel like if you go from a trailer and you go from a trailer and start renting an apartment and you feel like that's balling in life, then you're a fucking baller, dude. You made it. If you go from Worcester, Ohio, and you just moved to Las Vegas, and you might not be in a nice place or anything like that, but you're in a decent place, but you're in a better environment, and that's making it to you, then you fucking made it. Nobody can tell you that you can't make it. And that's kind of what that song was about.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I've always looked at it from a stance too as well. I think no matter the financial situation you're living, if you get yourself out of that place, and I think it's very apparent to anyone who listens to this show, it's if you have the right mindset to say, okay, I'm gonna stay go from here and to here and better myself and stay on my journey, stay on my path, then I think you're golden. But also at the same time, man, it takes a lot of balls, it takes a lot of courage to do that. And some people won't, because some people like staying a little bit in limbo. But once you get out of that limbo phase and you really unlock that potential that you have and you never knew you had, I think a lot of people can take on the world and especially see what you can accomplish from your overall being and what you overall really want to do in life and really, pass on and go for those endeavors,
I agree, man. It's comfortable to stay where you're at and stay with what you know. Like when me and my wife came out to Vegas, the further away from Ohio that we got, the more impossible it got for somebody to come and save us. The scarier it got, but the more free it felt. So once you, it's almost like you just escape, from the chains, and now I feel like I'm living in a total another fucking planet than where the people that are from where I used to come from.
I mean, I look at it from a stance too as well. Like growing up on Long Island my whole life, like Long Island's great, but I mean from the financial standpoint, taxes are high. And you come to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, there's no snow. It's nice weather. You can drive down the boulevard. There's the beach. There's the hotels. It's friggin' tourist country, but it's great, good eating and everything that goes into it. And then, I mean, getting to do the stuff and going to Vegas and stuff like that, and which is the fight capital of the world, entertainment capital of the world, you're in that lifestyle, but you're also embracing what you can be from your character and really showing up and showing out from the entertainment side of things. And I mean, I'll say this to you right now, because from the entertainment side of things, I have been doggone entertained with what we've seen on social media. We'll touch upon this now, and then we'll come back to a lot of the stuff that you've got going on, Trap. But God dang it, man, you and Boogie, Oogie Oogie, till you just can't boogie no more. Man, look, I saw everything happen with his girlfriend. Y'all were talking on messages and whatnot, doing the damn thing. There was a situation that went down. So for people that don't know, Boogie is a very popular YouTuber, another entertainer in his own right. What happened with Boogie? Because I know there was a lot of interaction with his girlfriend. What in the world, man?
So, as you know, I'm a boxer,
Yes, sir.
fighter. So I'm always, as a fighter, we're always looking for, well, a smart fighter. A smart f prize fighter is always looking for the biggest fight, that's the easiest fight on the biggest stage for the most amount of money and the fastest route to get there. So when I saw that Boogie had a fight, I was thinking like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy had a fight, and it's on literally the biggest influencer boxing stage of all time, which is Misfits Boxing, something I would kill to get on. So I, in my mind, I'm thinking like, how the fuck can I make that fight happen? Boogie has no idea who I am. Misfits has no idea who I am. Keemstar has no idea who I am. I'm some fucking guy in Las Vegas with 40,000 followers. How the fuck do I get to Boogie? And then I realized that he had a younger girlfriend. And I realized that she wasn't that smart. At least, they put a lot out there. And I was watching and I was studying, and I noticed that this girl seems easily manipulated. And if I was the Skyrim character and I was a mage and I had to choose my power, it would definitely be the power of manipulation. So I put my mage skills to work, and I started, doing my magic, and I got a hold of this girl, and I started flirting with her. She started flirting back. We got our Snapchat back and forth, and we started snapping pictures. And the next thing you know, we're talking about bringing her out to Vegas for a secret vacation and shit. And this is all just me trying to get the Boogie to get to the fight. And I went public with everything, and I think I kind of scared them all away. So then Boogie blocked me, and now they're having relationship problems and all kinds of shit. But all I wanted was to fight, but I don't think he's ever gonna fight me. I think I just went too hard on the guy, and maybe I broke up a relationship that should have never been in the first place.
You want to talk about wrestling and heels? This is like the heel wrestler or the heel champion who tells the guy or one of the heel wrestlers, like, hey, if you help me do this, I'll give you a title shot. But you're not going to give him a title shot. You're just going to fuck with them just so they do your dirty work for you. That is the quintessential heel move, but also the shit stir kind of thing that a lot of people can get behind, because who doesn't love a good heel? But I got to say, with Boogie, I mean, I've seen his stuff on YouTube and like what you're talking about with the fighting game. I mean, you really, like I said, watching them go online and fight each other just because of your messages. You're one really who knows the hashtag stir the pot, so to speak. You are Mr. STP, Mr. Stir the Pot.
Yeah, I honestly think I destroyed that entire podcast. They first Keemstar brought me on because he thought that this was just like somebody clout chasing, and in a way,
Yeah.
kind of is. It doesn't look the best on me, but I don't think Keemstar realized how real everything actually was. Until and this is all public too, because they put all this shit public. Boogie and Wings, the two other co-hosts, basically told Keemstar that we're gonna quit unless you block Trap Gambino and put a whole fucking end to that whole thing, and a few other guys as well. So now the podcast is like censored, and I don't know how good it's gonna go, because it was all about drama, and I brought the best drama, the real drama. And I don't think they wanted real drama. So now I can't comment on the Reddit. They stopped me from commenting on the Reddit. Keemstar blocked me, which is fucking insane, because Keemstar is like the biggest troll in YouTube history. Like, he's known for like never wanting to block anybody. Like, he's got, the biggest balls and all that. Keemstar, Wings, and Boogie, all three fucking blocked me. Shut me down. They don't want to hear my name or anything, even though they fucking mention me every podcast now. It's crazy.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like you want to, as so a lot of people say, eliminate the hate, so to speak. Like, again, the block button has become everybody's friend when it comes to social media. But at the same time, I think the ongoing banter, the verbal jargon, if you will, does also not only spice up shows, but it does have the spice of like, okay, we can agree on something, we can disagree on something, or we can just do this. It's an entertainment value that a lot of people, especially, and I'll say it with today's society, unfortunately, I mean, there is stuff that goes on today with cancel culture and everything. And I mean, there is stuff that people can get offended for, and there is stuff that out there that is disgusting. But I look at it from a stance too as well. Like, everything is not offensive, everything is not disgusting, but some people don't like to have that verbal sparring, if you will, verbal jargon, or they just don't see the entertainment value of what you're trying to do, or they know what you're trying to do, but it's just like, man, this is just too much drama. But at the same time, as Eric Bischoff once wrote in his book, Controversy Creates Cash.
Yeah, man, and that's what confuses me about the Keemstar situation. Like, Boogie and Wings, I could see them blocking me. They're fucking sensitive. But when Keemstar blocked me, I took that shit personal, 'cause he's not one to be sensitive. He's not one to to shut somebody down because they hurt his feelings or something. Either I hit a real nerve that affected the podcast so bad that it hit his pockets, because getting to Keemstar's pockets is the only way to get to that fucking heartless little fucking troll's feelings. He's a gnome. That dude has got no soul. So getting to his pockets is the only way to hurt him. So unless I got to his pockets, they had to have told him, like, man, block him, or I'm not gonna have anything to do with this. And they hinted that they said that on the podcast. So I don't know, something deep is going on with that. But the fact that Keemstar blocked me, I took that shit real personal. And I'm not just somebody. I'm somebody who's, every time I fucking want to do something, I do it. And now I have to fucking fight on Misfits or Happy Punch or something like that. The fact that he blocked me and is trying to shut me down makes me want to go so much fucking harder.
I look at it from a stance too as well. I mean, I'm going to say this about you just because you are a go-getter and you do like to accomplish stuff and you do want to go out and set what you're doing. Like, I was proud when you were going in there, Brandon Bowen, and doing your thing MMA style. The fact that you finally got in there, finally got into a cage, man, because I know how hard you worked at that. I was very proud of you and I was very lucky to see what you did there. I mean, just getting, I mean, I think it takes a lot of courage to get an MMA ring or just anything from the cage side of things. So I got to give you kudos to that. But I mean, you were really in there going to box, going to MMA. Just really learn the craft and hone the craft and put in the work, as we can see with your overall tone now, Trap. You really put in a lot of the work, dude.
Yeah, man, I put in a lot of work, but I'm just now comfortable, quote unquote, in life, and now I feel like the work has just begun, and now I have to earn everything that I have now, and so now I'm going harder than ever, and now I feel like now it's all just beginning for real.
Agreed, man. And I will say this. And first of all, God rest your soul to your daughter. I know you had a lot going
Thank
on.
you.
You're very welcome from the family side of things. I mean, for you, I know I'm going to say this right now on the spiritual side of things. I know your daughter is watching over y'all and seeing how proud of a daughter that she is, proud of her daddy and proud of her mom. But you, dude, you've been through a lot of stuff. But how awesome is that now that you're doing this for your daughter and you're letting that legacy live on, and just her overall spirit is with you from that point and everything that you do?
Yeah, man, it's literally the first thing I think of when I wake up. It's the last thing I think of when I go to bed. It changes you when you lose a child. I feel like you see everything so different, to where colors look different, smells smell different. Like, the world, literally, reality changes. What you think was isn't anymore, and that goes with fucking everything. Touch, feel, smell, sound. Everything. So it's a big adjustment, and it's, I don't know if I'll ever be adjusted to it, but it's something that, I wake up every day and I'm motivated by it. And I have two kids left with me and my wife that are depending on me. So that's super motivating too. And I just do the best for them, and I try to stay distracted, and I just keep going. And like I was telling you before the recording started, distraction is definitely key when it comes to something like this. But if you don't, if you got to stay distracted positively. Like, when my daughter first passed, I gained a bunch of weight back because I was drinking every day and eating fast food and stuff. And now I'm working that off and paying for it. But everybody has their own way of dealing with trauma, and my suggestion for anybody else dealing with trauma is to stay distracted, but in positive ways. That's what I'm doing now by working out a lot.
No, I'm right there with you, because around the time, which unfortunately, again, that your daughter passed, which again was crazy for me to see, because I, first of all, knowing you and how family oriented you are, Trap, just the fact that you posted that shocked me, and my heart felt for you. Around that same time, my mother was going through inflammatory breast cancer, and I can attest to that, folks. The best way to stay distracted is not only just staying positively proactive, but also at the same time, while you're taking care of that family member or you're praying and doing stuff with that family member, just knowing and just keeping going, and even waking up up the next day just knows that, you know, okay, what can I do? Because I got a lot of bad stuff going on and I got a lot of tragedy going on, but what can I do to also not only better myself, but better the situation around me and just make me stronger as a human being? Because there's a lot of stuff, that will, so to speak, that overall power, that overall will to just keep going. And I'm glad to see you keep going. I know Ash was going through some health stuff as well. I saw her doing some paintings and really distracting herself as well. I think y'all are going to be okay, is the point I'm trying to make there, because I see y'all grinding. I see y'all working, and it's a blessing each and every day. So keep doing you on that front, man.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Unfortunately, my wife, during the same time, as you know, she got she was diagnosed with a terminal illness, which is just like, when it rains, it pours, you know. So, but you know, that with that also comes with a new set of motivation, because when you find out that you could literally die tomorrow or within like 5 years. Like, what, you know, what goes through, like, what impact do you want to do before you go? And that's what's probably going through her head every single second of her life right now. So we're using that. And now we're going hard, and we just connected with some other big celebrities, and we got some, I guess you could say, endorsements going on. And we're working on maybe setting up a foundation, because her terminal illness is so rare. So it's called pulmonary hypertension, which is basically heart failure, but it's one of the most rarest heart failure conditions in the world. For example, she's the only one in Las Vegas at her age in this bracket right now with this condition. And Ashley has more fans than people in the world have this condition, and that's how rare it is. Wow. And I feel like that puts her in a position that's special, where she could, you know, expose this condition more, you know, give more attention to this, and maybe help people who have this, because not everybody, you know, there's other people who have this that aren't celebrities and don't know celebrity friends and stuff like that. And, you know, don't have the help that we've had. And yeah, so we're looking to put together a foundation to help others with the same condition.
I hear you wholeheartedly. And I mean, this kind of also reminds me of when I was in high school, there was a young lady by the name of Kim Coffey, and she had meningitis. It was a meningococcal deal. And for those that don't know, folks, anything like revolving chest, respiratory, or anything of that note, like, dude, she was 17. She like died days before the prom back in high school. And they started the Kim Coffey Foundation back on home where I grew up on Long Island. And looking at this right now, really raising awareness just for anything. And like I said, again, prayers to Ash. I know she's going to keep fighting and doing the thing. But man, you need to have that foundation to bring awareness to anything. Because like you talk about, you don't know, because with anything, things just happen at like the split second. You know what I'm saying? But also at the same time, to bring awareness to it, because I'm sure a lot of people have dealt with pulmonary disease or anything in those regards. I think the fact that y'all are bringing awareness to it and you want to bring it to the forefront, I think is wonderful. And also, I think you're going to relate and gravitate toward a lot of people to just bring awareness all in all.
Yeah, we're reaching heights that I never thought that we would reach. I don't know if you're a fan of or know of the Liver King.
Yes.
But he's one of the biggest celebrities out right now. And he's working with us big time to spread awareness for all this. And even Dana White is acknowledged us. And we're actually going to UFC 299. To meet Dana White and, yeah, to go to Ashley's first UFC event and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool, man. We're reaching a lot of important people right now, and I'm hoping that we can reach even more.
First of all, I did see the photo with you guys and Liver King. First of all, beast of a human being and just a very fun and personable human being. And then you get Dana White over here. I think bringing that UFC and overall the MMA community and combat community together, really showing forth, I think that's awesome. I got to say, I hope you all have some fun when you get to UFC 299 in Florida, man. Do your thing. Have some fun.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, there's a big article coming out probably this weekend, I'm pretty sure, with Ashley and the Liver King doing an interview together. They're like sitting beside each other in an interview, which is pretty cool, man. It's cool because, you know, I pretty much made that happen, you know. And I told Ashley that I was going to make that happen, and then I'm going to not let her story die out, and I'm going to try hard to spread it everywhere. And the fact that, just sitting there and watching her do an interview beside the Liver King and shit, and like sitting in his, hotel room and beside the cameraman and all his family and stuff, it was just like, man, I feel like I could fucking do anything I want to if I really wanted to. So we're gonna see where I can take it.
I think once you manifest things into the universe and then you go for it, it's up to you to continue to get the job done. And I mean, with
Yeah.
everything that you've done so far, man, I gotta say, not only kudos for you as a family man and an athlete, but you as a person, man. I can tell just from the last time we spoke and just our interaction, you've truly grown into an awesome person, just a fun and entertaining person that just likes to not only have fun but live life, but also the vibrancy that goes into your work, man. So I think from where you've come from and just your overall layer, and you being the representation of your presentation trap, I think it does go a long way, man.
I appreciate that, man. The evolution is definitely continuing, and I'm getting more comfortable with myself. And the more comfortable I am, I feel like the more the real me is coming out more.
I think so, but I think the if you underline you as you as your overall being, and then you as the Trap Gambino character, the overall entertainer. I mean, when you got a name like Trap Daddy, for God's sake, man, how can you not like Trap Daddy? Like, you put that into the universe as well, which I gotta say, from a gimmick standpoint, the Trap Daddy works wonders, dude.
Yeah, man, you remember when I was back when I was Trap the Don Gambino,
Yes.
right? Like, man, it's yeah, we go way back, man. This is it's pretty cool to do this interview. You're always my favorite. I always say, like I said, you're literally my favorite interviewer, and I've been on huge podcasts, and they're not as good as you, man. You know your shit. You do your research. You're very well spoken, and I don't want to suck a dick too much over here, but you're really good at what you do, man. I appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you too, and you are very good at what you do from the entertainment side of things on
Thank
the
you,
podcast
man.
realm. You're very welcome, man. I would suggest anybody, if you've not already, check out Trap Gambino, and I'll have you promote the socials in a second. But once more, folks, LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils, this son of a gun over here is going to be judging and getting to see Bella Inc. against Tomigo the Tempest Tajima. We get to see Bella Madison against Riley Jade and Riley's debut, the battle of the undefeated streak, Angelica Cole against Lauren Ceccarelli. We get to see MJ the Dominator Domino against Mai Richards, the battle of the South Dakotians, if you will. And oh my goodness, just a great card from top to bottom. Sarah Brooke against Jenny Bloody Valentine. Trap, got to be on the best behavior, sir. But either way, we're going to have some moments and memories with Trap Daddies in the house.
Yeah, I have a feeling something crazy is going to happen, especially with that open challenge. I just have a feeling. See, something's going to happen on Valentine. It's going to be a Valentine's Day massacre. Just watch.
I like your style. And I will put this out here, man, because I'm going to say this. To quote ZZ Top, you are a very sharp-dressed man with anything that you've done from LFC 26, 27, 29, and 31. What can we expect from the attire, the outfit, man? What are you thinking, dude, from the overall sharp-dressed side of things?
I haven't gotten anything yet, but I have a couple things in mind. But since it's Valentine's Day, I feel like I got to do something like roses or hearts. But it's going to stand out, that's for sure. It's definitely going to stand out. And I'm definitely going to get a limo. I actually might have a couple LFC girls riding with me this time, which is going to be pretty dope.
I cannot wait to see the videos to highlight up to this. And as Outkast once sang, you talk about the roses. Roses really smell like ooh, woo, woo. Yes, sir. Before we close this out, Trap, you're always a blast and you're always an entertaining son of a gun. Where can we follow you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram? You're all over the place on social media. Where can we follow you?
Yes, sir. So, Trap Gambino on YouTube, or Trap Daddy MMA on IG, Twitter. I just got verified on Twitter, thank God. And yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Hopefully you won't have to search for me. Hopefully, I'll just work hard enough to where you could just be seeing me everywhere. You know what I mean?
Let me just put this out here since you mentioned that, folks. If you've not checked out Trap Stories on Instagram as well, as you're always a famous with the trash talking and just the overall comedy side of things, this one over here with Google Me over here, when you Google me into your search bar, who is this? And then boom, the IMDb comes up. I like that.
Yeah, Yeah, man, you gotta what is it? Hate bait nowadays. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to get clicks.
I mean, people think like when we say that, it's like, oh man, everything's clickbait. But I'm like, you have to understand with how social media has involved in the overall engagements and analytics, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but it's real, you know. That's the difference between me and a lot of those posts is what I post is definitely real.
And as I said, what I love about you too is I like to call it the A and G. Authenticity and genuinity goes a long way within content creation.
Yeah, for sure, man. I can't wait till you guys see what I got ahead, 'cause yeah, I've been struggling this whole time, literally, like financially and structurally, and you know, with a family. Try, you know, being a social media guy, fighter, actor, all that stuff, while you're struggling financially and structurally with a family that, you know, you want to protect them so bad, and that's all you can think about. Now I don't have to fucking think about that. Now I can just do what I need to do, and I know that they're safe and sound. And to me, man, I feel like the level's just gonna go up crazy now.
I think so too, man. And the future is bright, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for you. And folks, if you want to check this show out, you can check it out on my YouTube channel, Mike Larkin 92. Subscribe away. You can check this out on the VPEIP section of the LFC website, LFCfights.com, where you can buy tickets for LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils. And if you're not able to see it, you can watch it on the VIP section of the Lingerie Fighting Championship if you're not there in person. And you can check out Tommy Bellart, Sketchy and Funny on the show, LFC Exposed, the reality series, and so much more great content. And Trap Gambino, do you have any final words to the LFC faithful? And what can we expect from Trap Daddy on LFC
Oh,
on Valentine's Day, my brother?
I do have a question. Are we still on Tubi?
As of right now, I believe it's just the LFC website, sir.
Ah, man, Tubi was fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting everybody on Valentine's Day that I haven't met already, and to the people that I worked with before. You already know what to expect. I'll bring some goodies for everybody. You know, some party goodies. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward to putting on a show for the fans and doing my job for the athletes.
Beautifully and eloquently stated, my friend. And as I say with all this, every time with this show, life is an art form and we are all applying our craft. And Trap Gambino, continue to apply your craft, as within everyone, in amazing fashion. And as this show is titled Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are. And all of these ladies in the LFC and ladies in life really do attest and equate to those sentiments. And Trap Gambino, Trap Daddy, what? I appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much, Trap.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one, man.
You too, man.